Thank you, Rob, for the kind introduction. Yes, it's an important question. Me at my firm, we are a mixed firm doing prosecution and litigation. And in the prosecution field, with our small and mid-size clients, the German Mittelstand, we have really trouble to convince them nowadays to file for a US patent. That was completely different a decade ago. Why? They consider the US patent system with respect to prosecution as too expensive, in particular if there are multiple office action, then unpredictable in the outcome. And so these are the biggest two concerns they have. Regarding enforcement, they are troubled by the US patent marking requirements. So do I really get damages? What do I have to do? And they see the enforcement as too expensive in the United States. That's the executive summary. Thank you.
Thank you. So now turning to Japan, Mr. Sato, how do innovators in Japan view the current U.S. patent system? Thank you for being here again.
Thank you, Rob. So generally, for Japanese innovators, the United States and Japan are the most important jurisdictions. And Japanese innovators file more than 200,000 patent applications every year outside Japan. And still, 45% of those are filed in the United States. So this trend has not changed for a long time. However, recently, Japanese innovators have been concerned about the uncertainty. For example, subject matter eligibility in the United States. Some of our Japanese clients actually have started considering more about Germany and China. Nonetheless, most Japanese innovators continue to be interested in filing their patents in the United States, but they are monitoring the trend in the United States. And I think the direction of the trends will determine whether Japanese filings in the United States increase or decrease. That's the impression I received from the discussions with my Japanese clients about the current U.S. system. Thank you.
Thank you, Atsushi. So, James, thank you for being here again, and welcome to the conference. So please let us know how innovators in China view the current U.S. patent system.
Thank you, Rob. First of all, I really think that three of us, like German, Japan, and China together, our load of foreign virus is such that it's scary away from entering the meeting, but three of us show up. But in any case, we miss you here. In terms of the innovators in China, I have to say that Chinese system is still very young. I mean, it's only 35 years old compared to U.S. and colleagues here. So we do still appreciate a lot in terms of filing the U.S. and having a U.S. patent to the biotech or companies, IT company in China, still kind of view as one of the benchmark, the gold standard, which means that half our PCT applications, more than half of the PCT applications from China enter the U.S. national phases. However, many of us, including our clients, are puzzled by the inability to, for example, getting a business method patents allowed in terms of in the AI in the field, and the genes, proteins, and the general diagnosis methods, which all of them at this point are allowable in China. So we're kind of puzzled in terms of that's one thing. We still view that a gold standard in terms of getting patent, but there's some puzzlement here. And also in terms of enforcement, when we lay out huge differences between the patent litigation in the U.S. and China, we're also puzzled by the speed and the cost of the litigation. So in the long run, people had a question in terms of the effort we put into in one jurisdiction, and also the uncertainty in terms of patentable subject matter versus the outcome in terms of protection of the market. So this is a still ongoing process, And with all the puzzling stuff, we are still moving forward at this point.
Good. Well, thank you. And this is exactly the kind of very recent observations and candid feedback that we were hoping to get from our great panelists. So as you can see, the importance of this conversation is very great because it frames the future panels of our conference where we dive more into the U.S. system. But going to the systems of the countries that we're talking about, I'd like to go back to you, Tobias, and ask you the reverse question. How do innovators in Germany view the German patent system?
Thank you, Rob. The main concern of the German is the duration of prosecution before the German Patent Office. And the duration is increasing, so the process is slowing down. Why? Because we get so many direct filings from Japan with so many PACE requests. And that's the reason why the numbers of the German patent filings rose so much in the recent years. A second concern is also that there is no clear guidance how to obtain patents for computer-implemented inventions, how we call them, or software-related patents. It's very vague before the German Patent Office, and before the EPO, it's very difficult, as we all know. On the other hand, the enforcement of the patents is really considered as being affordable. Yeah? So if you make the investment, in the end, you can monetize it. That's still the notion. Thank you.